With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Judith Hunter is joining us on the phone currently. Judith is the Livingston County chairperson for the Democrats. Want to get your reaction to the GOP efforts in NY27 to replace Congressman Chris Collins. I know you guys are very against what they're doing.
Well, yes, because election law is very clear. The federal ballots were set way back in April. You don't get to just call a do-over when things get inconvenient. Chris Collins has been under an ethical cloud for a long time. And they made sure to clear the way for him, for him to be their candidate. They got rid of the person who was trying to primary him. They put up a fake Green Party candidate to split the anti-Collins vote. So they were all in for him. It's only when he got caught that it became inconvenient to stick with him as their candidate. And now they're trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat, but it's not possible by election law.
Now, aren't there some legal avenues that they can take? I mean, we've heard that if Congressman Chris Collins were to get assigned to a different seat for office, if he were to move out of the area, or if he were to die, for example, wouldn't that be an example where he could come off the ballot and that's the avenue that Republicans are taking? What's your response to that?
Well, it's not that easy. First of all, there is case law that says if you move out of state, that doesn't matter. You're still on the federal ballot. When Tom DeLay was indicted back before the 2006 election, he tried to move his residence, and federal court would not accept that, would not let his name be removed from the ballot. So it's not as simple as Collins deciding to declare his Florida property his official residence. You can't just do that. In terms of slotting him in for another office, they're going to have to find somebody who's willing to give up their position. They're going to have to make a lot of dominoes line up precisely, and the fact that they met for 3 hours, the GOP chairs met for 3 hours last night with a bunch of lawyers and didn't conclude the meeting with an announcement of how they're going to do this, suggests they're still flailing. They still have not found a solution. That's because one is almost impossible to find, and we would suggest it would be a disgraceful and dishonest trick at this stage of the game.
Judith, what would be your response if something similar were to happen to a Democratic candidate? They get indicted. Wouldn't the Democrats also want to pursue the same legal actions that the Republicans are doing right now?
Well, you can certainly understand why they would want to, but the law is the law. So it applies to everyone, not just Republicans, not just Democrats, but everyone. And that's what this is about.
Are the Democrats going to sue the Republicans should Congressman Collins come off of the ballot?
I don't have any specific information to give on that, but I cannot imagine that this situation won't end up in litigation whichever way it goes.
How popular is Nathan McMurray in Livingston County?
The enthusiasm for Nathan McMurray is growing by leaps and bounds. Everywhere he goes, he has really robust crowds. Last night in Ontario County, in a town that didn't even have a Democratic committee last year, he had over 100 people turn out. And we are so excited at the chance for real representation after being ignored by Chris Collins for 6 years.
There was a new poll that had come out just this morning, in fact, that showed that there were 5 Republicans out here in the Erie County area that had double-digit leads over Nathan McMurray. How difficult is it going to be for McMurray to convince the rural areas of Western New York that they should vote for him?
Well, there's a lot of time between now and Election Day, and I don't think that the legalistic sleight of hands that the Republicans are going to try to pull here is going to sit very well with the voters. It's simply acting as if they're entitled to a mulligan here when they made the call. The Republicans made the call that Chris Collins was their guy, even though it was absolutely clear that his financial dealings were completely inappropriate for a member of Congress, that a bipartisan congressional ethics office had voted unanimously to continue its investigation of him. None of that raised any red flags with the Republicans. It was only when he got arrested and it became too embarrassing to keep him on the ballot that they tried to abandon him. But it's not that easy.
Judith, last question that I've got for you is, Livingston County is kind of thought as kind of like one of the tertiary counties in terms of the numbers, with Erie and Niagara being the focus. How much does Livingston County represent NY27 in terms of voters?
Well, we are a rural county in Livingston, and there is a huge portion of New York 27 that is rural. Even the sections of Erie County that are in New York 27 are. So this is a representative county. We're a county of small towns, as is the 27th district as a whole.
Any idea, like, the percentage of voters in Livingston County? We've heard Erie is 40%, Niagara is 20%, and then Livingston. Any idea? Could you ballpark it for us?
It's not a high proportion, but all the county chairs are working together. We're united in this position. Every single county chair has participated in this process and signed on to this release. So I'm not simply speaking for Livingston County here. I don't know the exact numbers. I could tell you the exact number of Democrats in the proportionally in the district, but I don't know overall.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.